WKRP Live with Cedric Miller has a desire to transport their listeners to a world of thought upon issues like Christian values, the appeal of Christianity, contracts with God, tenement stories, and so much more. Cedric Miller will be interviewing up-and-coming gospel artists, pastors and community leaders, and people just like you. We're going to figure out, together, what the heck is really going on in society today. It's an open forum, and call-ins are encouraged, so tune in and become a part of the discussion at the global table, where all points of view are considered.
Well, all right. Thank you all for joining us at WKRP Live. We have such a great show today. We have an up-and-coming gospel artist, and her name is Ashley J. Wright. She is here live, and I apologize for the couple of minutes delay. We had to get some things together. But thank you all, my listeners, for joining us. And we'll go straight right into the interview. Miss Ashley, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great today.
All right, that is so much. One of the great things, I've listened to your CD for your first song. It is totally awesome. And I just admire to see how God is really using you. And I would like for you to tell the listening audience a little bit something about yourself. Like, I know you were born in the capital city. And just let them know what started you on this quest. You know, I've read in your bio when it says that you started as a little child at the age of, I believe, four, if I'm correct, or six, something like that. But I remember you.
Yes, 4 years old.
Yeah. Just tell the people about how God had his hands on you at such an early age. Go ahead.
That's correct. I grew up in the capital city of Montgomery, Alabama. I've always been in the church. My mother and father were they are to this day deacon and deaconess of New Providence Missionary Baptist Church in Montgomery, mm-hmm. Alabama. And from an early age, 4 years old, they always encouraged me to sing. They saw I had an interest in music, and they put me in the church choir, and I was leading songs at 4 years old, and I began playing piano as well, and they just really nurtured me and as far as my talent in music, and I continued taking lessons, being in choirs all through school, and eventually learning to write music as well. So I've been doing this for a long time, and yes, ever since I was 12 years old, I was recording.
Yeah, okay, and that's what I was gearing on to let the public know about. You also have your new album being released. It's been released this month, I do believe. But you had your
just released my debut single. Correct, my debut single, "Jesus, Lay Your Hands on Me."
Awesome, man, it's awesome. And people, you have got to get it. And actually, I'm gonna let you fill the pen and learn, let them know how to get your CD, and also let them know what you're doing. And right now, we're going to take a commercial break. I want the people to hear your CD. I want them to hear Miss Ashley J. Wright and just doing what she does best, blessing the Lord. Okay, we're going to do that right now.
Great.
Lord God, we come before you, asking you to lay your hands on us, asking you to cleanse us, Lord Jesus, with your hands. Asking you to bless us with your hands. We need you in our life. We praise your name. Come on, Ashley.
His hands are filled with power.
All right. Well, that was a great song by my friend. She's here, right here, live in the studio, Miss Ashley J. Wright. And Ashley, I want to ask you something. Where can the people go to get things? Excellent.
Yes. Okay, there's a couple of places they can go. Actually, it's available on iTunes, on Google Play. Uh-huh. They can go to Amazon and even CDBaby.com for the actual physical copy, the hard copy of the CD. So.
That is so awesome. I mean, it is a lovely year. My engineer also say, man, that is a beautiful song, and I know God is going to take you some great and beautiful places. And also, let me ask you something. I know that you have a video also. That's what they do. Could you let my listeners know more about that?
Yes, I will be releasing the video to the single, Jesus Lay Your Hands on Me, in about 2 to 4 weeks. It will be on YouTube, and I'm very excited. This is something we worked really hard on, and I'm just so excited for everyone to see it. So please be on the lookout for that, and just God is doing major things with us, and I'm just so happy about it.
Yeah, I am too. Let me ask you a question. I know your parents are like ecstatic. How did your mom and dad, you know, play a major role? You know, just tell us, you know, about how they feel about their baby, their daughter, up and coming gospel artist. You know, how do they feel about me walking in the will of God?
My parents are very, very proud of me. They've just been my major supporters from day one, and even more so now. They help me promote my CDs, and they've been just selling CDs for me and just really promoting my music and spreading the word amongst the different churches in the area. And they have just really been my backbone throughout this process and this major milestone in my life. And I'm very thankful for them. They've just been excellent, and I couldn't ask for better, you know. I really could not. They've been amazing.
That is truly a blessing, because I just think you're doing how God is, like the song, to laying his hands on you. And also, somebody I know has a hand in the Special Olympics.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, well, tell the people about that. Let us know everything that Ms. Ashley J. Wright is doing.
Well, I love community service, for one thing. That's my major passion. And anytime I can get involved in anything from the Special Olympics to the Relay for Life, Cancer, Lupus Foundation, anything that I can get my hands on, I really love to do it through the glory of God. And Special Olympics is just really near and dear to my heart, and I love volunteering and encouraging others to volunteer, because it's so rewarding, and you can truly be blessed by just seeing these individuals and how hard they work to win these trophies. And it's such a great experience to be at the Olympics and see them cross the finish line, and the faces they make, the smiles on their faces, it's just, you can't even put a price on it.
That's so great. And let me ask you another question. You know, most people, behind their song, there's a story. And in your up-and-coming CD, what in detail, I know about Jesus Laid His Hands on Me and everything, but in your CD, I know we go through trials and tribulation. Is that mostly you telling your story, your own personal story, through your song, as well as ministry?
Yes, that's one thing about me, my ministry. I love to write based on personal experiences, and my CD will be completely filled with my own personal experiences and my encounters with God and the things he's brought me through and the things I've personally witnessed him bring my family and friends through. And that's what I love to write about. That's what I love to sing about in my entire EP, which will be called Light. L-I-G-H-T, is going to be personal experiences, and I just really want to touch and heal others and show them, you know, that God is the way and he is the truth, and just putting your trust in him and looking to him, everything is going to be all right. So that's definitely who I am, and I believe in just writing from the heart, you know. It's what I love to do.
That is so awesome. And also, let me here's a question. For someone else maybe wanting to start out, a young lady or whoever it might be, what would you tell them is the most greatest thing of all doing it? You know, because coming into a recording era, a gospel era, you know, some people have personal trials, and some people just do it, you know, just something they might want to do for a moment. but some don't have longevity. But what would you tell a young, inspiring person that wants to do what you're doing, coming out with an album? What words of encouragement can you give?
I would tell them to be true to yourself. Write what you want to write. Don't try to look at other artists and what they're doing. Speak from your own personal experiences, because when it comes time for you to minister and to sing, that is going to create that experience and your connection with the audience, because you're actually singing something that is near and dear to your heart. So that's what I would tell them. I mean, just listen at God, because when I write music, when I write songs, I feel and I know they truly come from God, because I'll just be sitting there and he'll give me a song within, say, 5 to 10 minutes, I'll write the entire song. And I just know when God is giving me a song, and that's what they should do. Just listen and pray and look up to him, because he will guide your path, and that's what he's done for me, and I know he will do it for any up-and-coming artist. So, yes, definitely.
That is so cool, because a lot of people, you know, they start out on a journey, but sometimes, you know, life throws them a quirk and they want to give up on their vision. But like you say, you have to put God first, and no matter what obstacle, you have to go on, because I've learned, you know, in life, as well as doing this, it would show you have to keep moving, because all obstacles, something can try to come and maybe tear you down, or, you know, the enemy, the devil, so busy, he'll use anything or anybody to try and stop it. But the main thing, you have to focus and trust in the Lord, you know. And I like that, and I'm sure that the listeners, we've all gone through something. Everybody has visions. Everybody wants to do a lot of things in life. And I speak to them, tell them they can do it. They even put God first, you know, and you can do all things for Christ that strengthens. And on that note, I know that you are a very busy person. What do you have up and coming next on your agenda? Any events? What's next for Miss Ashley J. Wright?
Well, I have several things. I'm working on my own website, which will be AshleyWrightMusic.com, which should be out within the next month. And I have an EP that's in the works, which is taking a majority of my time. So more songs, more videos, more ministry. I plan on doing a tour very soon, and all of that will be on my website, AshleyWrightMusic.com, as soon as all of those things are lined up. And I just want to continue to minister and do everything that God guides me to do, and definitely.
That is so awesome. And also, you're going to be, I see, on the Prayer Strategy Revival in August.
Oh, yes.
In Montgomery, Alabama. That, my friend, consists of the select actors from the movie The War Room. Miss Karen Abercrombie, she will be down. She played Miss Clara in the movie, a very praying woman. Mr. Johnny Worthy, Pastor Johnny Worthy. Sorry, he will be down. He's the one in the role. He played the pastor when she was selling a house. He said, somebody's been praying in this. And Mr. Thomas Ford III, he played her husband, Miss Karen Abercrombie's husband, that got killed in the military. He was in the military. And these three significant actors, they're coming down because they have a call of God on their life, and they're believing it's time for prayer. And that's why they're calling the Prayer Strategy Revival. They'll be in Montgomery, Alabama at True Word of Life Church, August the 11th through the 13th. And we have the pleasure of having Miss Ashley J. Wright there singing as well, with a host of different more artists and pastors and preachers just coming together. It's all about Jesus. And I pray that everybody will be able to come out and just, hey, support this event and listen to it. Hey, you heard a song here, so just imagine when you see it in person. It's awesome. It is totally awesome. And also, somebody was going to be making a debut on TVN as well, isn't
it? Yes, I will also be making a debut on TVN. Hopefully, it will be out around June 6th. And we'll keep you all updated on that. But I was asked, and it was just a wonderful time I had at TBN, meeting everybody and ministering. And, yes, just a great overall experience. And I'm so excited for you all to see that performance. I believe you will be blessed.
Hey, that is so awesome. I know it's going to be a great show. I see how God is just taking off with you and just doing great things. And everybody, hey, come out and support Miss Ashley Wright. You know, the Bible says, you know, give it to something that's doing good. This is a kingdom work. This is a kingdom business. So let's help support her, you know, and wherever she is and different things. But right about now, I want to take another commercial break. For those that didn't hear it the first time, here it is again, Miss Ashley J. Wright song. Just lay your hands on it. Ah.
Because we need your love, Jesus. You saved us, Lord God. Once you laid your hands on me, I was free.
Your hands on me, Lord. Lay your hands on me.
Wow, such a sensational song. Miss Ashley J. Wright. Is here live, WKRP. And I am so blessed to be able to have her and any other, you know, artist that's out there. Like she was saying, put God first, you know, and you can do it. You can achieve so much in life. And right about now, Miss J. Wright, Ashley, I want to ask you this other question as well pertaining with how you're blessing and God. And the first thing I would like for you to do is let the people, you know, I've already actually let the young ladies and different people know about what they would do about different situations and things with music. But also, I want you to, tell the people about, you know, as I've already laid, you've already told us about what you're doing and how you're doing. Let them know that being in the music industry or with God or anything else, about persevering, you know, about the drive that you have and about, you know, because people listening to your music are going to be like, okay, wow, that music is so tight. How can we get her, like, on the other side? You know what I'm talking about? R&B.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
So that's the most thing that I'm trying to get to. Let them know about, I would say, because right now your album is totally hot. And I perceive it as going, it's going to be hitting on the charts around the world. But I want you to let people know, if you started with gospel, then what do you think? You know, should you stay there with it, or should you venture over? You know, let them know how you feel about things right now and about what you would do in a situation like that, because that happens a lot. And my last guest, Reverend Andre Cheer, he was here, my last guest, and he was saying about how some people want him to go to R&B and soul music instead of staying with God. So has anyone approached you like that already, or just let the people know, let my listeners know about it?
Well, definitely. I have been approached for R&B, and I have been in, you know, multiple situations where I've been asked to sing, you know, a hook or write an R&B song for other artists, and I just truly believe in persevering and remaining with gospel. I honestly believe gospel is going to take me farther than R&B ever will. It does something for me spiritually, and you can't put a number on that. You can't put a price on that. Hey, I may have more success to the onlooker, put it that way, in R&B, but to myself and personally, spiritually, I feel gospel is what I need to be in. And I feel like I can be a very positive influence to young women and others by being a gospel artist.
That is so true, because I look at that, because a lot of people are detouring when they start out one way, but then in life they go another. You know, don't get me wrong. I have love for R&B, different genres, whatever music it is, but I believe it. If you're starting out for the gospel, for the kingdom, then I believe in letting that person stay right there in that state, because God has called you to do that, to stay where you are, because there are more blessings for you on that side than on the other,
mm-hmm.
You know. And I truly, That's one of the my pet peeves I would tell a person. You know, just let God lead. Go ahead.
You're right. And the blessings just, me being a gospel artist, the blessings flow daily. And I'm not only being blessed myself, but I feel like through God and myself, I'm blessing others as well and helping them get through situations. And that right there is just, to me, amazing in itself. And with R&B, I feel like there's a cap on it. And with God, you're really endless. You're limitless with God. To me, you're totally limitless. So being on this side, I would never, and I can honestly say that I would never go to another genre, because this is what God set forth for me, for my vision. He gave me this vision, and I'm going to persevere, and I know it will take me places if I just continue to keep Him first, as we said earlier.
Amen.
I will definitely go farther with gospel.
Most definitely, because I can see it. And like I was saying, my engineer was like, whoa, that song is totally, I do, you know. And the
R&B, the other markets are really saturated to me. I feel like gospel it has so much room to grow. I mean, there's so many, there's contemporary, you have rock, you have so many different genres of gospel, and in other ones, which I hope to create in the near future. I want to create my own genre of gospel music. That's what I would love to do. So, that's definitely, I have songs that have not been out yet that you will hear them and be like, wow, you know, this, what genre does this fit in? So it's almost as if I would need my own genre. So glory to God, I will have that hopefully soon.
Well, folks, you heard it here first. She's going to create her own genre of gospel. I can't wait to hear it.
I do. I have some songs that you'll hear it and you'll be listening like, okay, this is good, but I don't know where this fits. This is great. Where would it fit in? But that's what gospel needs, I feel, you know. It needs to transform like the other types of music have transformed over the years. I feel like gospel still has lots of room to grow, and it's not saturated. And it just really, it's going to take off. I feel like gospel has already done great things, but in the future and where we're headed as people, gospel is going to become even more popular than it has in the past.
Awesome. Because I lane worship, man, it's music awesome. And for me, I was brought up in more traditional type gospel music. Right? I loved it. I like contemporary as well, but I like new things, new flavor. That's what happens. And it's good, you know. But my thing is you have to have the heart. You know, Todd Delaney, he mentioned something, and when he was saying, he says, we have to come out and let God in. In other words, you know, sometimes you get caught up in you. It's all about you, the music. Oh, it sounds so great. It's all about you. But at the end of the day, you're not giving God the glory. And by that, your music can't manifest into the effectiveness of what God wants to do for the people. You know, if you have a message, let it minister. You know, don't you, like he was saying, don't you take it. Let the Holy Spirit have his way with you. And, man, that truly blessed me. Now, I think about what you were just saying. And it all falls in that line, you know, about there are different genres, different things of music with the gospel. Because some people, you know, they feel like it shouldn't stay just one way. Traditional, this song, contemporary, just, but I don't know. But I love music, and I love good gospel music, something that can minister to me when I'm going through something or somebody's testimony. That's one thing. And I'm so grateful, and I know we're hearing it through your music, and I can't wait to hear much more coming from you. Ashley.
Thank you.
And most definitely. And I know you have something else to do, but I'm glad you took out time to just talk with us. And is there anything else you want to know, let my listeners know about whatever you have coming up or whatever, if it can come to your mind, whatever you want my listeners to know, go ahead. You have the form right now. Let them know.
I just want them to continue to look up to God and know and have faith that He is bigger than anything that you're going through. He's going to bring you out, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. God is so much larger than your situation. He can definitely pull you out. So He did it for me. He'll do it for you. And just be blessed and continue to stay in the Word, stay in prayer, and keep God first.
Oh, that is so great. And by the way, say hello to your mom and dad and just give them love from WKRP Live and your whole administration. I think you even got some real thing going on because at the end, you know, there is somebody like doing a documentation of it, right? You're doing, explain that. That's one thing I want
to
ask.
I do. I have a documentary. It should be out within about 2 to 4 weeks. It'll be on YouTube. And it's called Who Is Actually Right, basically outlining and showing everybody who I am and where I come from, my ministry, showing different insight of what I do day to day and how my rehearsals and how our ministry, which is definitely Blessed Ministry, how we go out and do various things for God, and it's just a more in-depth view of who I am as a person and what God is doing through me. And I'm so excited for you all to see it, and I'll definitely keep you updated so you can let everyone know exactly when it's going to air and be out there for viewing. So, yes, definitely, God is just doing great things in my life, and I'm just so... I can barely stay in my seat. I'm just so excited. Every day I wake up, it's something new that He's putting before me, and I can barely sleep at night because it's just, and when you're walking in your purpose, you know, when you're walking in your vision that God gave for you, it's an indescribable feeling. You can't even describe it. And that's what I want to encourage everyone around me and those listening. Just make sure everything you do, you're giving glory to God for it. If you're dribbling a ball, if you're a basketball player, football player, if you're a nurse or whatever you are, make sure that you're giving glory to God through everything that you do. Make sure He's always first. So that's definitely
awesome. That is so awesome. Thank you for coming here. And hopefully we'll have you back at a little later date to talk about more of your album, other debuts coming out, and other things that you're doing.
Yes. I can't wait to come back and let you all know how everything is going. And I'm pretty sure it's gonna do well because we've already had a great response from the single, and the album is gonna be much more of that, and lots of new music, different genres. I was saying earlier, so definitely.
That is so awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Miss Ashley J. Wright. If you haven't heard of her, now you have. Go out, get her CD. It is totally off the chain, and it will minister to your heart. And as I'm so thankful for having her here today, and like she said, we'll be bringing her back in the near future to talk about everything else that's going on with her. And as she leaves, I'll be talking to you all about something else. Like I said, thank you so much, Ashley, for your time and being here, and like I said, and keep us abreast of what's going on. You have a blessed
day. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Live is still here, and I'm so thankful for her for coming on to our show. But I have something I want to talk to you guys about, and it's about mental health awareness, my listeners. I had a great time yesterday talking with Executive Mr. Henry Park of Mental Health, serves in Montgomery, Alabama. He's the executive director. And what we are doing is we're talking to people about suicidal prevention. We were talking about depression. What is the main rule? I mean, what can we tell people that are going through so much stress, so much turmoil in their life? What can they do? Can they? Because especially in churches, that's an unheard of thing. We like to keep that under the wraps about when people are having suicidal tendencies or about even pastors are going through, they're committing suicide now. You know, life is just rough right now for a lot of people. And where do they turn? So here's the thing. I'm WKRP Live is doing an awareness. This is mental health awareness. And also, with me and a partner of mine and my wife, Jennifer Jean, partners with us, and my wife, Elena Miller, we are taking initiative to mental health awareness, starting helping with foundation, getting literature out there about people that might be oppressed and depressed, and they don't have to be isolated alone, letting them know that God cares, first of all. We're talking about the God thing and always and the natural thing. If you know that somebody you know or you might be having a lot of stress, go to somebody. Get counseling before it's too late because you don't want to be a statistic, you know. I mean, that's one thing that a lot of people we're not exposing, especially in churches. It's like under the mat for some reason. As I talked to Mr. Parker, he was like, a lot of people go through a lot of things, but we like to push it. Isolate those problems. Well, even in the state of Alabama, we have about only 40 beds to fit over 200 and some thousand people in the tri-area, you know, around Alabama. I mean, only 40 beds for mental health patients? Come on. I mean, so that means if your family member, somebody is thinking about suicide, they're depressed, and they got to wait on one person to already have gone from that facility before they can even get help. I mean, only 40 beds for over 200 and some thousand people. It's crazy because they are doing cutbacks in the mental health. You know, they're cutting back their funding for mental health vendors, you know, for things they need. And they really need funding, folks. This is dear to my heart because, you know, I hate to see someone that is depressed. You know, a lot of us go through that. I've gone through that sometimes. Sometimes I feel like, man, you know, life is just so much. You go through a lot. Even friends of mine, we all go through things, but how do we know unless by talking about it? You talk to each other. Don't ostracize one another. You know, don't say, oh, what's wrong with them? No, this mental illness is a big thing for everybody. You know, and there are cures. But I believe that God can cure too, as well as with man-made drugs. I don't believe in longevity of people have to take medication all of their lives. I know there is a way, and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So even my listeners, anyone out there that might be going through some oppression or depression, hey, talk to somebody, your local pastor, preachers, talk to teachers, whoever that you feel trust in, that you can trust, that you want to say, hey, I'm going through a lot, you know, and I just feel like I just want to give up. Talk to somebody about that. Someone that really cares about your emotional welfare and your being. Because life is precious. God gave that to us. We shouldn't want to take our lives for no reason. You know, the devil is the enemy. He came to seek, kill, and destroy. He wants us to abort the mission that God has planned for your life. You know, but you are a precious jewel. Remember that. So if you are going through, please don't just sit there. Get help. You know, that's why they have so many resources around mental health clinics. They have so many resources. If you feel like you're at your wit's end about anything, just step out and just tell someone. And hey, if not, just step. I have a email or whatever, wkrplive@gmail.com. Email me, talk to a friend, and at the end of the show, I'll give my number. Just like I said, just reach out to somebody. Life is precious. God gave that to us for a reason. We're here on earth to be a blessing to somebody else. And you could be that main person that turns somebody else's life around when they see that you went through something. Your testimony is what helps motivate another person. And I said that to say, this is C. Miller with WKRP Live. And I won't be long today, but I just want you to remember that God loves you, so do we. Trust in him, no matter how bad it looks, no matter how it seems. God has a great plan for you. He loves us. If he didn't, he wouldn't have put us here. You know, God knows we go through great turmoil, great stress. But you know what? Through it all, he does not put more on us than that. And so, you know what I'm saying? You are loved. God loves you. And keep the fight, the good fight of faith. Because life, like I said, there's struggles in life, but you can make it. We can make it. You No, we trust in him. And this is C. Miller for WKRP Live. Until next week, the other Thursday, trust in God and believe in him. And tell somebody you love him. I remember this DJ from Montgomery, Alabama. His name was Kenny J. He always said, back in the day, Buffet, I used to love listening to him. He said, no matter what the question, love. Yeah. Love somebody today, guys. You guys have a great day. This is Cedric Miller. We're out. That's the ARP.